Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice in 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Walk the moon right there. It's 8:41. Sarah is out with some type of flu-like thing. So she'll be back on Monday, but we are live and we're still doing the show and we're doing news.
Mm-hmm. And this portion of the program is brought to you by Amazon. Right now we're looking for caller number 9, Jay-Z, Beyonce. We got tickets for their upcoming concert, On the Run. This is happening Saturday, September 29th at Levi's Stadium. Tickets are on sale this coming Monday, March 19th at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster. So Jay-Z, Beyonce tickets right now. Caller number 9. Amazon Fresh is hiring in Brisbane. Come to a walk-in hiring event to get an on-the-spot job offer. Learn more at amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jane in the Afternoon. You're really going to love her show. Sarah's not here.
Come on, Vinny.
I can't sing this.
I always just sing the very end. Keep going, Bryn.
Make it believe that you just don't feel the same.
Jane. I have a text from Jane, Vinny. Tough.
You do?
That was a good job, Brent.
Thanks.
Let's see, Jane. We were talking about the new singer for STP.
Yes.
And so Jane goes, do you remember when Scott Weiland died? It was the night of Alice in Winterland 2015.
Yes. Oh, my God.
She's the one with Harry Connick Jr., James Bay, and Michael Franti. Everybody was seeing it on their phones one by one backstage. It was so surreal.
I remember seeing Michael Martin with a total... I mean, he's a businessman when shows are on, so he's pretty... busy.
He's
back
totally
there
pro, yeah.
But he was completely stricken and he was the one mm-hmm. who told me because mm-hmm. you know we're running around like dummies having fun and partying.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're meeting sponsors and clients and
right
stuff,
doing our thing,
listeners. Yeah. So she thought about it as we were talking about SCP this morning, their new album.
Jane is an incredible radio show host. She's on this same dial position on your radio.
Mm-hmm.
Stay on here all day.
All day.
And enjoy Jane this afternoon. Mm-hmm. All right, here's what's happening. You know, every now and then I go to LinkedIn,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes they have little news stories that are business related. And this morning at the top was a high-level Nike executive has resigned late yesterday amid reports of his behavior at the company.
Uh-oh.
He's a 25-year veteran of Nike. He's the Nike brand. Let's see. Yeah, Trevor Edwards, the Nike brand president and 25-year veteran of Nike, stepped down immediately from his position. Apparently, he met with the chief executive there, and they discussed his situation and decided it was best that he... and the company part ways.
What did he do?
We don't have that. They really don't put it out there, but you're going to be hearing it. That's Nike's huge.
Yeah.
And for someone, anyway, we'll see.
Yeah, keep an eye on that. I want to know what this guy did. Are they saying, did you say who's going to be replacing him?
No, but it's just another one of those companies where they're cleaning house. A midwife delivers her own baby by C-section.
What?
How do you do that?
I don't know how you do that, but she's saying, she's commenting here. Her name is Emily Dial. She's a midwife that helped deliver her own baby via C-section. Even her doctors were stunned. She scrubbed in for the surgery and did the birth Sunday. She had a baby girl at Frankfurt Regional Medical Center. Now, this is the thing. I remember one of the people on the show who used to work with us. I won't say her name because maybe she did, I don't know. Anyway, she had a C-section, and what she said was, when you have that, it's gruesome. It's gnarly. It's not something that you, they have to
it's
take.
Not for the week.
Yeah, they, it's a,
have to take
it's
your, a, did she say you have to take your organ, they
organs,
take your organs
out and
put them
rest
on?
Them on your chest in order to get, it's a thing. It's a real heavy procedure that doesn't seem like you could do it yourself. Now, maybe that person was being dramatic for the sake of the show, but that's what I remember hearing about that procedure, and I've never forgotten it.
Yeah, like I remember that story.
That it's super heavy, as if it's not intense enough.
Just having a baby,
right.
Right.
With medical gloves on, Emily Dial had an IV on her, in her. And she's a certified nurse midwife, and she reportedly pulled the 7-pound, 15-ounce baby from her abdomen on her own.
Oh, my gosh.
She says it was a truly full-circle moment. I was tying together the two things I love most, my family and my career. It was truly one of the most happiest moments of my life.
Emily's the bravest woman of the week.
Right. She is. That is so heavy.
Oh, my goodness. You want to hear a weird C-section story? I was talking to Rudy yesterday.
Do I? <It's> so... I'm asking you, do I?
Yes. It's a quick one.
All right.
Rudy and I were talking about C-sections yesterday.
Why?
I forgot why it came up. Perhaps the topic was whenever we were partying in Mexico. And so he said one time he was partying in Mexico with his buddies. And they were at some bar, and they met these girls, and like, oh, you know, we have this house down the street. Let's go party at the house. And so they get to the house, and the girls start going, you know, shots. Oh, yeah. And so one girl's like, oh, let's do body shots. So she...
Wait, do what?
Body shots.
Body shots. All right.
So she takes her dress off and lays on the bar that they have there at the house. And like, do body shots on me. And Rudy said she had a C-section. And so.
Scar.
Yeah.
Right.
And he said it was pretty deep. So she poured they poured the alcohol in that C-section. And nobody wanted to do it. So Rudy didn't want to make her feel bad. So he did it. And that is all, Vincent.
Rudy's stories get gnarlier and gnarlier.
I love them.
I love them too, but you hear them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, where are they playing? At the Punchline, Scott Caperl
and
friends. Rudy's going to be there. They're at the Punchline on, I believe it's Tuesday the 20th. Tuesday the 20th.
St. Patrick's Day is this weekend, everyone. So it's Saturday, actually. So it's tomorrow. 60% of Americans plan to celebrate. Yuzette has already made her plan.
Mm-hmm.
She is going to drink herself.
Oh, yes.
Into bed by 3 p.m.
I said I will go hard for a few hours, and then I'll go home and
I'll be in bed by 3, is I believe what you said. So there you go. 83% of people plan to celebrate by wearing green, which is probably the easiest way to recognize the holiday. I don't necessarily think too many people give a crap about it.
Yeah.
I don't know why they would. They call it here the fourth most popular holiday of the year.
Do they say holiday? I feel like it's an occasion.
I knew you were going to say that.
I don't know why. It's a little pet peeve I have. It's like Valentine's Day, the holiday. It's not a holiday. It's an occasion.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's the fourth most popular holiday to get wasted. The top three include New Year's Eve, Christmas, and 4th of July. Then
Christmas.
I know Cinco de Mayo, huh?
St. Patty's Day. I'm sure it's on there. 33 million Americans have Irish ancestors, so.
What is yours, Vinny?
I'm Irish, yeah. But I had some English in me as well, which I didn't know. So that was surprising. I still think that's such a neat thing that we can go and get our ancestry done with a DNA test.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to do the 23andMe.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone, when I say that, everyone writes in, they're going to.
Yes.
The insurance is gonna
so opposed to doing
gonna,
it. I do it
cut
too.
You. But I'm into it.
I'll do it with you. Is that, did you spit into it? Is that,
we had to
or
spill,
the swab?
The one I did was Ancestry.com, yeah. And you had to fill this thing with spit.
Mm-hmm.
Easy.
Yeah.
And then you, you know, cap it and send it off. I liked it. Anyway, happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone. I've got a couple texts. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. The Pray to Jesus song sounds like the theme to Two and a Half Men.
It does?
I didn't hear that at all. It's pronounced Fratellis. The Fratellis, yes! I love that movie.
Yeah, I thought it was Fratellis.
Vinny, you have to watch The Goonies. It's so good. The Fratellis are so old, says 415.
What does that mean?
Hey, so sorry to hear Sarah is sick. Is it from that leftovers in the crock pot dinner? I don't think so.
I don't think that was it. Yeah.
That's the truth.
Tuning in late today. Where is Sarah? She's out sick. Some people said maybe she has the March Madness. I don't think she's into basketball, dude. That's not happening. Love listening to old STP in the morning. Mm. Yeah, those are good memories. Those guys have great songs. 925. STP, does anyone else reflect back on their old ripped jeans that we ripped ourselves? Not
like they came with that now.
Right. Not bought with holes and flannel shirts. God, I love the 90s. Yeah. That was a good time for music, for sure.
Vinny 707 says, a group of us went to STP at the Fillmore on Monday. We all agreed that his voice was good, but it's hard to replace Scott Weiland. We also thought his stage mannerisms seemed to be fake and too put on. We had other reviews that it was great.
Yeah, I don't know what to say about that. You know, the guy probably needs to do 100 shows with the band before he fits in like he's been there.
What's the new guy's name? Jeff Gutt?
Jeff Gutt or Goot, I'm not sure. So, many people know him from the show X Factor, which mm-hmm. I didn't really watch.
Me neither.
X Factor?
No.
Yeah, so I don't know. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.